Daf ayin aleph amid aleph. It says in the Mishnah, "Gonav v'tavach b'yom kippurim." It says in the Mishnah, if he stole and sold it on Shabbos, and if he stole and he shechted on Shabbos, he chayiv misa. So then, come up with Rabbanei. But if he stole and he sold it on Shabbos, where there's no misa, or he stole and he sold it to avodah zarah, or he stole and he shechted for Yom Kippur, there's no misa. You pay money. Now, what do you mean? There's no misa by Yom Kippur? Why? Okay, there's no misa by Yom Kippur because there's no misa except Karis. And Chun Min HaKon is the only one who says that Karis is coming to Rabbanei. Okay, forget the Karis, there's no misa. But L'chayit Amri Amai, why do we say that you have to pay money? Nihi Diktala Leka, true, there's no misa by Yom Kippur. Aba Malkus Miyaika, there's Fort Malkus. Yeah, and we know the Kaimlan, and what the halach is, the Einu Leike Mishalim, just like you don't kill someone and you make him pay, so too you don't pay, you don't get Malkus and you pay. So why does the Mishnah say that if Gonaf, if Tavach, Yom Kippurim, you pay the Arba V'Chamisha, L'Chedesh Kam of the Rabbanei. So the Gemara Amri will answer, Hamani Rameihi, the author of Amishra Rameihi holds that we say Leike Mishalim. The Amr says Leike Mishalim, he holds that you do get Malkus and you pay, so therefore on Yom Kippur, you paid the 4 or 5 besides the malchus that you received. Freddy Gemara, if it's Rameir, the Mishnah makes a distinction between Shabbos and Yom Kippur. On Shabbos, the Mishnah says, since you get killed, come up with the Rabbinate. You don't pay. But Yom Kippur is only malchus you do pay. If it's Rameir, we know that Rameir holds there's no come of the Rabbinate malchus, but he also holds there's no come of the Rabbinate Mamisa. If the Mishnah is Rameir, then on Shabbos, also the din should be that you pay. Even if you on Shabbos, the din should be that you pay. Are you going to tell me who said? Maybe that Meir holds that only when it comes to Malkus we say that you have to pay, but when it comes to Mises, Meir, that ain't Meser Mishalim, that say come to Rabbani. Vichitem, if you can tell me, like Mishalim, Isle. A Meir holds, when it comes to Malkus, you pay. Abba Mes, Mishalim, Lesle, Veloy. He doesn't hold that. I'll show you that Meir holds clearly that even by Mes, we don't say come to Rabbani. So if our Mishnah's author was a Meir, he should pay in Shabbos, on Shabbos as well, not just in Kippur. There, Tanya, didn't we learn? Gonav, you stole it. V'shtovah b'Shabbos, yishechted on Shabbos. Gonav, you stole it. V'tovah chavodah zorah. You stole it, yishechted chavodah zorah. So it says clearly, you stole it and yishechted on Shabbos, which l'chayit incurs misa. Or you stole it and yishechted chavodah zorah, which l'chayit is yichay misa. Or gonav shed on yishkol, an animal that was already sentenced to be put to death, so the animal has no, you don't have any hanah from it. The tovcha in yourself, you shechted. Mishalim abav chamisha, you pay 4 or 5 times. Did a meir. So what does he clearly? A meir holds a what? Later we'll analyze the shor niskal avizora. But a meir holds clearly that when it comes to misa, we say come. You don't say come to the rabbi. You have to pay. So if our mishnah is a meir, why does our mishnah make a difference between Shabbos and Yom Kippur? The chachamim paid because come to the rabbi, or because also no. Amri, we say bar minodahi, ignore that whole braise, the whole itmar alod. Didn't we learn a comment from Amr Rabbi Yaakov? Amr Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Yaakov's name Yechon. But Amr others say Amr Rabbi Yim. Rabbi Yim said Amr Rabbi Shimon Lakish. In the name of Lakish, in the name of Rab Abin Rabbi Loi v'chol chavurasa. Mashmeid Rabbi Yechon. So this must have been before Ish Lakish. Yeah, but this must have been before Ish Lakish became from, because there's no way in the world that Ish Lakish is going to quote the name of Rabbi Abin, the name of his brother-in-law. Rosh Lakish was the main Talmud of Rabbi Yechon and Talmud Chavir. Amri, no. Nothing to do with Kamed Abinay. That Meir is Meir. That maybe when sorry. That Meir holds that you're Chaye. But that Meir holds that Kamed Abinay, you take a pot, you pot. So how come this? Our Mishnah is Kamed Abinay. By Misa, you pot. By Malkus, you pay. So our Mishnah is a Meir. How come this Bryce over here says that if you steal on Shabbos, you have to pay the 4 times? You didn't shecht it. Someone else shecht on your behalf. If someone else shechted on your behalf, so therefore they're the ones that get the misa for shechting, not you, but you have to pay the 4 or 5 times. Why? Ain't shliach l'dvar aveda, why should you pay? Because if a special gzeisa kasa when it comes to arba v'heda, if you send through a shliach, you pay the 4 or 5 times. So the Easter of Shabbos, that person, it pays. He'll get killed. You don't get killed, but you pay the arba v'chamisha. So therefore,
what is the shliach? Knows that he can't shecht on Shabbos, but he doesn't know this was stolen, so he couldn't
have the shliach. Even if he did know, you still the odd mashaleach pays dal v'hei. Sure, the shliach did not know, because it didn't shliach not knowing is an old shliach v'hei, according to one opinion. Tesis. Every shliach v'hei, the shliach didn't know, then the whole, if the whole verse is divrei rav and divrei talmid mishayim, if he didn't know, how can you say divrei rav and divrei talmid, and then mashaleach pays? He was saying that even the shliach knew. Yes, lichus v'dvaravera when it comes to this case. So therefore, I made hold by Misa, we say, kamed rabbanei. By Malkus, we say, you don't say kamed rabbanei, so Yom Kippur, you pay the 4 or 5 times, you shechted it on Shabbat, you don't pay 4 or 5 times. Ayin, the Braisa clearly says that you pay 4 or 5 times, someone else shechted it. Where do you find that one person does a sin and the mishaleach, the sender, is the one who is liable? Amarav v'shani hochid mefeish pasuk. The Amar Krotz and the pasuk utvacha umchari. I don't know why constantly throughout this whole period the Gemara quotes tvacha umchari when the pasuk says tvacha umchari. And we learned before we had the word oy, we learned the rashi, we learn now again. And yet every time the Gemara quotes it tvacha umchari. And I don't know why. On the side he said tzorach loymer oy umchari. The pasuk clearly oy mechare, and we're going to learn a minute from the word oy. I don't know. But so what? Just like mechira, the only way you can sell is if the second party involved.
What they're saying is that the mesoros shas changes the gilsin.
Yeah, but it doesn't help. Why does the shas say this gives over?
Maybe the bochazelse needed to save a word, space for a word.
Okay, it's only one letter he saved because the vav he has utvachay.
No, but then there's a space also. The oy has to stand on its own, so there's a space.
Oh, the space, okay. Because the puzzle says oy mechore, and we say umechore. So ma mechira deach, the only way you can sell is having a second party involved. After tficha deach, tficha also through a second party. How do you have a second party involved? Tficha shliach. That's one day. Tvedabishmol learns, no, the word oy. Since it says oy, you could have said umechore. No, but that's what I'm saying here. That you can that even if there's another party involved, you're still chayiv.
But they're saying, had you learned that this?
Yeah, just like mechira, two people are involved.
Yeah, but some mechira, not tvicha.
Mechira is two people involved. So we're making a hekish. Tvach and mechari. So tvach is the same thing, that two people can be involved. How? Through a shliach. The other day it says, no. Oi. I'm using the word oi. Le rabbi is the shliach. Oi comes, or a substitute. You did it. Either you shecht it, or someone else shecht it on your behalf. The Vechizkiton, he learns from Tacha, when it comes to the payment, it says, Abba, Tzoyin Tachas. Tacha means a substitute, either you substitute instead your place instead of you, or instead of a shlich. The Rab is a shlich. Every time I'm learning the Gemara, I always want to know, what's the difference where you learn from? It must be an Afkamina. But every time we bring this Gemara, we had a few times, we bring this whole thing. Maskal, Mazumazur, I don't understand. If the Meshaleach, Miikam, Mididila, okay, before you learn the next part, there's two ways of understanding Kamla B'de Rabbanei, so understanding most question and answer. One way Kamla B'de Tai Chi is that since you're getting, you get killed, you don't have the Chiv of Mammon at all. The other way of learning is that you do have a Chiv of Mammon, but the Bezin cannot collect it. Or we the Bezin cannot collect it, or that when you get killed, that's a payment for the money as well. So the first way of learning is there is no Chiv. When you, is a Mis involved, it eliminates the Chiv of Mammon. And the other way is that there is a chiv of mammon, except that either we can't charge you on it, and the chiv was the shemaim, or as if you paid it.
Why we still come with Brother Murray was that because he's achieving kapara through his misa, is therefore he no longer needs the kapara of the.
So I just told you two ways. Either that's shot, but if it's a second, if it's your way, they don't have to know in chiv was the shemaim. But if you learn that I really owe you the money, but Bezin doesn't have the right to charge you two penalties on one maisa, so therefore yeah, chaylus ishmaim machleik mashal tzos and all that ritva in the beginning makis. So maskar mazutra miikam midi, is this something dilo ovid iu, if he would have done it loy mechayv. So right now the Gemara thinks, the first way the Gemara thinks, there's no chiv moment by kamed rabbanei, there's no chiv. So if he would have shechted himself, he wouldn't have to pay 4 or 5 times. Now that a shliach does it, he has to pay for klepnisht. Remember, the shliach is representing him. He's replacing him. So if he himself would have done it, since he's getting missed, the Gemara thinks right now there's no chiv mammon. How can it be that if someone else does it, he's a chiv mammon? On the Rashi, he missed a pshat. It's not pshat at all. Hasan la mishun loy mechayiv. When that pshat, he's not chayiv mammon. El kamed rabbanei. He owes the money. Whether he's killed, he pays, didn't pay, but he owes the money. Okay, very more now. New question. If someone else shechted it, and you tell me, Yeshua Dvarveda, I said, why taka my time in the Bonaparte? We thought that Bonaparte could come with the Rabbin. You're telling me there's no come with the Rabbin here because it's not he who shechted it, that's Shalicha shechted it, and Yeshua Dvarveda. No, so why taka do we say that he's potter from paying? Amri, man chachamim Rab Shimon. Who were the chachamim Rab Shimon? If you remember, Rab Shimon we had before, says, Shechit in the Mishnah, Shechit, She'en Lurui, Lo Yishmo Shechit. If you made a Shechit and didn't achieve anything, it's not a proper Shechit. So therefore, if you Shechted Avoy Dezara, what did you achieve? Nothing. Because it's Asmano. Shechted Shainiski, you can't eat from it. And you Shechted a Shabbos, also you achieve nothing, and therefore, there's no Shechit. No Shechit, you don't pay Dal Behel. Freddy Gemara, why Takan Shabbos if you achieve nothing? Okay, you shouldn't have Shechted a Shabbos, but now you Shechted, it's a kosher animal. You say, it's treif? Amri Bishlam Rabbi Yezor Hashem Nisqal understand Shchita Shein Rui because he can't benefit also by no El Shabbos Shchita Rui. Why can't you eat from it? It's still a kosher animal. So if it's a kosher animal, why Taka don't we say that's a proper Shchita and Mishalech should pay 4 or 5 times? Why the Rabbanu say Potter? There's no common rabbin here. It's not the Ganav who's shechting it. He has another guy shechting on his behalf. So that guy will get killed. Not me.
But the chayfetz remains.
I'm the shalech. I should pay the 4 or 5 times. We'll see. Now we learn. But even after Shabbat, you can have a benefit from it. So we obviously have to follow the opinion that you can never eat from it. But even if you cannot eat from it, someone else can eat from it. Then again, you benefit from a shchita. We have to follow the opinion. Yechon Asandel holds that nobody can ever eat from this ever again if you didn't measure it. Yeah, but the thing is, no. But I did. I did you a favor. I feel good that you're eating my food.
Osur because it was satisfaction. Existence in a manner of osur. Does it inherently become osur, or is it just that person?
If I achieve something that somebody gave me, I achieve something. So the shchita is not. You cannot call it a shchita she'ain oruya. Shchita was a suitable shchita. Somebody's eating from the shchita. It would have been trade. That's right. Doesn't matter if it's me or somebody else. So we'll find there's an opinion that says that nobody can eat from it. What's my sir? The Mishnah we had in a few places in Chulin and Ksuvas and so on. If somebody shechted on Shabbos or Kippurim, you have three opinions, and there are a number of opinions how to learn the three opinions. But we'll just do the way the Rishonim learn here. Afa, even though Shemis Chayiv Ben Nafsha, you're going to get killed for this. Shchitosik Shay, the shchita kosher. I'm Shal Chayiv has a question. So what do you tell me is any rule? Amri, so we answered that up. Shimon, that nobody can eat from this meat ever if you did a b'mezid. So there's not a shchita ruya. What's the story? Then now we learn. I'm a vashel b'shabbat. If you're cooking Shabbos, so let's go. If it's b'shagig yoichol, then everybody can eat straight away on Shabbos. It was b'shagig. B'mezid, if you did a b'mezid, then lo yoichol. Who should not eat? The guy who did it cannot eat, but everybody else can eat it. So Rav Meir holds that the guy who did it himself, the b'mezid, cannot eat from it, but everybody else can eat from it. And it seems even on Shabbos itself. Or others say that on Shabbos nobody can eat from it, but Mitzvah Shabbos, you can have eat from it, but someone else can.
It would seem to me that yeah. Behemoth will check that on Shabbos that nobody could ever eat from it.
What, you hold like Rabbi Yechon or
something? That's how Rashi learns the Ksuvah. Rashi here learns, according to Rav Meir, that, okay, B'shegi, everybody can eat straight away. B'mezid, Rashi here learns, differently learns the Ksuvah. Rashi here learns, B'mezid, nobody can eat it on Shabbos, but B'tzoy Shabbos, everybody can eat it.
Even the Sheikh himself.
Even the Sheikh himself. Divid Amei. Come along, Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Wait, the guy who did B'mezid, we got to penalize him. So Rabbi Yehuda says, B'shegi, if it's B'shegi, then Yechol, B'tzoy Shabbos, no one should eat on Shabbos. You shouldn't have any benefit from a malacha that was on Shabbos. So Yechol, B'tzoy Shabbos. Everybody can eat B'tzoy Shabbos. But the mazid, if you did it on purpose, he can never eat it again, but everybody else can. Everyone else can. This is all knas. You shouldn't do it again. That's so far. Rabbi Yechon HaSandel is machmer all the way. He's like this. B'shegig, if it's b'shegig, he says, Yechol Matzoy Shabbos lachedim b'shegig. Others can eat a Matzoy Shabbos. He can never eat it because you did something wrong. But the mezid, lo yechol elam is loy loy v'lachedim. Nobody eats from it. Now, why should another eat from it? We're not worried that others are going to tell him to be mechal Shabbos. Why would he listen? So it must be a pasuk. My time of Yechon HaSandel, ki the Dorosh Rebbe, Chevchia Apis Chavinasi, he's going to stand in the doorway of the house of the Nasi, and he said as follows. It says in the pasuk, V'shimartim as a Shabbos, you should protect the guard of Shabbos, ki koidesh hi lachem. It is koidesh. I mean, it is koidesh. You can learn the day itself is koidesh, or you can learn that anything was done on that day, then it comes a chevtz of Yisr. Ma koidesh, like hegdesh, also b'achil na leifim it, af ma'isa Shabbos, asurim b'achil. Things that you did the wrong Shabbos, they are also b'achil. I ma koidesh, also b'achil. If you can compare it to hegdesh, go a step further, you're not allowed to even have any benefit from it. Af ma'isa Shabbos, also b'achil, you don't have any benefit. Tamad lo'im lachem. It says the pasuk, yoji lachem. Lachem means it's to you. I mean, you are allowed to have. So in a certain respect, you're allowed to have. In a certain respect, it's koidesh. So as far as hanah is concerned, you can have hanah. But as far as achil is concerned, it's like koidesh, you're not allowed to. Yochel afilo b'shoyge, I would have thought, did by mistake, it should be asr because it's a pasuk. Tamaloyim mechalaleh amaisim. If it desecrate, which means if he did it deliberately, mazid. The mazid of Marduk Rabbi Shaggy. The Gemara, please, Gemara. We'll see in a minute how you learn just the opposite. So therefore, Rabbi Yechon HaSandel holds that it's asr that you it's a shchita she'ein eruya because nobody can benefit if you did it by mazid. And therefore, Rabbi Shimon, who holds a shchita she'ein eruya, not a shchita, that is why the Rabban hold on Shabbos. If you had someone else shech for you, you don't have to pay 4 or 5 times because you didn't achieve anything. Nobody can eat from it.
it just doesn't seem to be in the spirit.
Exactly. Comes along Ravina Pli, but Ravina Chadom, one says that this drosha maise Shabbos the raise. One guy says that this is awesome hatera bechasanla. The Chadom maise Shabbos the rabbana. That this pasuk really doesn't mean anything we just said. My manu the raise can we just explained. Umandom the rabbana on my crop. Look close in the pasuk. It says Kodesh he. The day is holy. What means the day is holy? Not that the Easter that you did on that day becomes awesome. Kodesh he. The day is holy and not forget who Kodesh. The ain maaseh kedoshim. It's kodesh, but not it's myself. Forget. It's not. Forget. We lose the pasuk to tell you that nothing in that day is holy. The day is holy, but that's it. Bishlein mandom the raisa. So the one who says the raisa, therefore the shechit is not row. Amtolachi. Therefore, pati rabbanon pati because the shechit didn't achieve anything because the day itself everything is lost. Elo the mandom the rabbanon. The one who says the whole thing is a chakos the rabbanon. Am I pati rabbanon? If it's the Rabbana, I mean, Mahatayda, the Shechita did achieve something. So why do you tell me that what? So the Chayda, Mahatayda, if you achieve something, then it should be, the din should be that you should be potter. Come on with the Rabbanai. You did achieve something. Because you did achieve something, so therefore, why the Rabbana hold you a potter? The other Shliach shechted it. You achieved something. You did a Shechita. You should pay 4 or 5 times. The Shliach. Everyone, you're right. When the Rabban Pata, they're only arguing Asha'ara on the other two cases. Avodah Zarah and Asha'ara Nisko. You say it's because the Shechit in the Ruya. We don't hold in the whole country in the Ruya. When it comes to Shabbos, we're made to you. That why? We're made in Shabbos that you taka do have to pay. Because you're not going to get killed for it. You got a Shliach to do it. And the Chiddush is the Shliach are read by Dal Vehei, and therefore you pay. Says the Gemara, but Rameir. Let's go now, let's analyze this. Amai mechayiv, you said he's chayiv for Sheikhil Avodah Zorah. And you're chayiv for Sheikhil Avodah Zorah. Let's analyze this. Amai mechayiv, why you're chayiv for Sheikhil Avodah Zorah? L'chayde, the chayivim don't come at the same time. Kivin the Shachar Bapur to Asra. When do we consider as if you did Avodah Zorah? The moment you start shachting it. And Rashi says, but this follows the opinion that says, Yeshna Shechita Metchila V'Atzayf. The two opinions, whether the Shechita starts in the beginning, works its way all the way to the end, or the Shechita is only in the Shechita L'Basayf. So Rashi, the Shechita starts straight from the beginning, and because Shechita starts straight from the beginning, so the Issa of Avodah Zarah started as soon as you started. But the Issa of Shabbos is only when you finish.
So if the Shechit is a Shechit in the Ruya,
sorry, all the way around. The Easter of Shabbos starts, the Easter of Avodah Zarah starts straight away, and the Easter of Dalad the Hay is only when you shechted the animal completely, when you finish the job. So the Chayda, as soon as you start Avodah Zarah, the animal comes out Sabana. As soon as you start, you nick it.
You touch the knife.
As soon as you nip it. Maybe you have to shut a little bit. As soon as you nip it, you already made it Avodah Zarah, can do it for Avodah Zarah, the animal becomes Asabana. Because Asabana no longer belongs to the owner. So when I finish the job, which is when I'm over the Yisr of Tvicha, whose animal did I shech? Nobody's. So why am I paying 4 or 5 times? Freddy Gemara, Kiv on the Shachar Bapurta, since you shechted at all. Tate's already arguing himself, even if you hold the Shechita start from the, at the end, but when it comes to Avodah Zarah, as soon as you nip it, the fact is you did a Maisa, and the Maisa makes it also Avodah Zarah. But regardless, Avodah Zarah starts right away. But
that's active stealing. That's what you
call. No, stealing you stole right before. The act of Shechita is with Tzvicha, but Tate is when you finish the Shechita. Not for Dal Behei. For Dal Behei, it has to be for Tabach. And Shechita is when you Shechita it. So, but Avodah Zarah, Kivan, the Shachar Bapurta, Suzi Shachar a little bit, it's already called Tzivich HaMesim, Osra, Idach, Osra Yasra. So therefore, Idach, Isuri, Hano, as you continue, Shachting, or you Shachting, Sabu Shasbana. Of the Lav, the Mori, Kotovach, it does not belong to the Balabas, and you're not Chayiv for Tzivich until you finish, because you need Kuvitvach, as Rashi says, you need Kulei Binin, you need to finish the whole thing. So, Lachayr, what's going on here? Yeah? From the lashon of lav kamarika tafach, some of the achrenim want to learn that you remember the whole machlekes of Yisuri Ano is considered the shaloi or not shaloi in the back of the Chazal Rivash. There's a whole nobody knows who wrote it, but there's a whole beautiful pupil in Yisuri Ano. All malakat, all the rishayim achrenim that talk about whether Yisuri Ano is yours or not, because Rashi a few times says shnei dvarim einish b'shusay shaladim. And also not kazak ilu b'shusay. Rabbi Boy b'shusay Rabbi Muhammad the Pesach. Rashi adds einish b'shusay. Rashi says einish shaloi. What does Rashi want? So Rashi clearly is trying to say that since Asabana, it's not yours at all. And that committed somebody steals it, they're gone for that. Okay, and anyway, so the Lashon Lav, the Mori Ketav, is that really right? Because Lav, the Mori Ketav means Lepoyo, practically speaking, since the guy can't have any benefit from it, you have to pay. Omar Rava says, Rava, you know, you're right. You know what the Braise is talking about? But Omer, the guy says, I don't want to be Oved Avodah Zorah, nor Bigmaz Vichahu Oveda. I don't want that it should be Avodah Zorah until I finish the job. So therefore, you're Avodah Zorah. And the Tvicha they've come at the end, and therefore when we shachted it, we shachted the balabas's animal, because it did not become osa bano until you finished. So
and
therefore,
and
the yachayv, yeah, and the yachayv. Remember, someone else is doing it. I'm not doing it. Someone else is doing it. So he'll be chayv misa, but I'm chayv dal behei. The question was, okay, osa bano, as soon as he started shachting it for avodah zarah, he said no. He guy clearly said, I don't want it to be avodah zarah until I finish. So therefore, it does not become osa bano until it finishes. He'll be killed for what he did, and I'm paying dal behei. Okay, what about Shaniskel? Yisuri anoninu. Shaniskel, same thing. As Bezin declares that it's osa bano. So the lav the mother could have the same problem. So forget about the beginning shkita and shkita. When the guy goes ahead and shechter, whose animals is shechting? Nobody's osa bano. So why is it dal behei? And for the gemara, I'm a rabbi. I'm asking. This is the story. You gave it the balabah. Sorry, the ganif. So Reuven owns the animal, Shimon stole it, and he gave it to Levi for mining. The Hizi Bei Shemer. When did he kill a person while Levi was guarding it? The Huwa Bei Shemer, and they brought it to Bezin while Levi, under Levi's watch. The Nigma Dino Bei Shemer, and the Bezin's Gemara Din, that the animal should be killed in the house of Shemer. So the Bezin now says the animal should be killed, right? However, the Shemer can say, Hareshul Cholofanecha. And if the Shemer will give back this Tzoran Iskel to the original owner, you don't have to pay anything else. To the first ganif. So therefore, now, even though the animal has no value, because since the animal is saving you $500, because I can give you back the original animal I have to pay, it's called a dover hagoyin lemamen. And dover hagoyin lemamen is kemamen dami according to Rav Shimon. And that's why the mayor says that you have to pay dal v'hei, because you did shecht, ruin an animal that's worth $500.
So you're talking about the carcass is now dover hagoyin?
What carcass?
What are you talking about that's the dover hagoyin?
The animal, living animal. The Bezin sentenced
it.
No, if you shecht it, it's over. The Bezin sentenced this animal to be killed. As soon as the Bezin sentenced the animal to be killed, no one's allowed to have any anor from it. So the chayit, if no one's allowed to have any anor from it, so when the guy, this lady went ahead and shechted it, whose animal did he shecht? Nobody's. So why are you paying dal behei? So we answer no. Because even though it belongs to nobody, the Levi could have used this animal to pay down or to pay or reimburse Shimon for the animal that he gave him to watch. And according to Rav Shimon, Dovra Goyim Lamam and Kimama Dami, therefore it's worth something. And that's what I shechted. So the Torah said, you got to pay dal behei. Who says you can return the animal the way it is? Not only everybody, Rav Yaakov. But I may as well grab Yaakov, still grab Shimon. So I'll grab Yaakov, Dami, Af, Shimon, Dino, even after Gemardin, Hech Zedu, Shem, the Bailov, even after Gemardin, you can, the Shem, you can get back the Bailov, the original animal, Mugze, and the Sovlo, grab Holo, grab Shimon, Dami, who says, Dover, I go, the moment, give Mama, Dami, Nan, which Rabbi Shimon say that? We learn, if Shimon, I make Kotchim, Chai, Bech, Rus, if I have Kotchim in my house that I'm responsible for, even though this Kotchim belongs to the base of Migdash, if I have kotchim sitting in my house, but I'm responsible. When somebody stole it, he has to pay money. You don't pay to Hegdish, but he has to pay because I'm responsible. And if I lose the animal, I have to reimburse Hegdish. This animal is dover hagoyin lamama to me, so as if I have bailus over it, and you stole it from me. Chayv nechayv alma dover lamama to mama dami. Omer of Kana, I'm going to take the Shemaitik of Zvi. I said over this whole story for Rabbi Zvi. I'm going to die. Me mots is mukmin masni sikir amev like Rabbi Shimon. How can you learn that our Mishnah goes according to the Meir? And you tell me not like Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Meir holds, we don't care about Shechita Shein Ruya. Voktani Sefer. It says in the Sefer, Rabbi Shimon only argues, Poyte Bishne Eil, the last two cases that he argues, whether you have to call, he holds the Shechita Shein Ruya. Miklal de Bekula masni sin meida, Rabbi Zor and all that. But rest is meida. So you want to answer, there's four cases there. If you shechted it for medicine, if you shechted it for dogs, and then you shechted it for avodah zarah. So he's saying, you found that it was a treif afterwards. So he's saying over here is, that Rab Shimon in the first two cases is meida, because it is a shechiteruy. I don't care you had a mind for your animal, for your pets, but the fact is you could have used the animal. I don't care if you decided for medicine purposes, but you could have used it. For a simple purpose, you could have used it. I'm saying the last two cases, that's where he argues. But the rest of the mission, Rab Shimon agrees. So therefore, Dovra going the moment, the mayor works out according to the Shimon Dovra going the moment. Baited says the Mishnah Gona Mishalavi, he sold for your father, Vitavi Chamachi Shacht, and he sold it.
Would you call in today's day and age a credit card actual Momin or is it Dover Gerdin?
Dover Gerdin. It's called Taser already asked other times. Well, Chayt is Gami. What have to come out to this whole Dover Gerdin Momin? Ramed, Donadin, Gami. So we need to find a different.
Is it Gabi Shabbos with a credit card if someone uses the credit as opposed to real money?
No, it doesn't make a difference. Using Shabbos, Gami, Chayt. But Grummer is part of Shabbos. But what do you call it? one of the answers is that anyone could have used that shtar. So garmi, therefore, you cause a lot more damage because the shtar is almost worth like money because anybody can use the check. So therefore, you pay. Over here, the only one who can use this animal is the owner. The only one who has any benefit from it is the one who's chay b'achray, is the one who's who promised to reimburse hegdish if it gets taken from him. For everybody else, it's worth nothing. For everybody else, it's a kachim. What can you do with it? Nothing. Or the shayner nisko by the shayner's house. No one else has any benefit from it except the shayner. So that is a much weaker garmi, even though I taka cause you a loss, but it's not an intrinsic loss. But I know what else has no value as far as everybody else. So therefore, it doesn't come to garmi.
Silver,
right? So yeah. It's got silver.
The coin
has inherent value.
What happens if you want to give notes?
Currency. Yeah. So
that's a discussion.
Yeah.
What is
that
currency?
But isn't that because there is a cost of that? That's a chamish silver. By the way, with currency, the more
Malachraim
talk about
Zechilah,
if you have a gold standard against it,
or
you don't have a gold standard. Today you don't have any more.
Modern
countries.
It's still because a transaction is done for large sums, large vendors is done with it. It's different to just a piece of paper.
No. But the main thing is, I don't know about which countries today have it, but those who have gold backing up every dollar, then every dollar has intrinsic value. It's gold that's sitting there in the bank deposit.
Notes, they used to say on it, the 1 pound that said on it, the Bank of England promises to pay the bearer of this 1 pound of gold.
Yeah.
That's the note was a representation of the weight
of
value,
gold. Yeah. You could have got a pound of gold for 1 pound note. Wow.
That was the original...
Boy, Rav Nachman. It's what?
It's
in those days, they didn't have a gold standard and all that. No, but did they even bring that up?
What, the
gold standard? Not at all.
That the currency represents the actual.
No way, Chaim Sofer would talk about it. It's much more. Ramosha talks about it, and much more recent. Boy, Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman, question. Gone up, you stole a shoy from two partners, the tovcha, and you shechted it. You went over, and you made it to one of them. Mao, the din is if you made it beknas, you're potter from paying, but you're only made it on half of your debt, not the other half. Do we say chamish boker omrachman? You got to pay 5 times the cattle. The loy chamish chatzi boker. So to one partner, I'm potter because I was made. Although I wasn't made, so I'm going to pay half. You don't pay 5 halves. I do mara chamisha boker amarachmana, 5 cattle, but filu chamisha chatzi boker, even though one person, whatever you owe to that one person, you got to pay. That's his 5 full boker. Amalei, so he answered, Nachman answered, chamisha boker amarachmana, velo chamisha chatzi boker. You don't have to pay because you only pay full cattle. Ace, maybe, asked a question. It says, now Mishnah gonav mishal avi, you stole from his father, v'tavach and he shechted it, umach and he sold it. So the din is that you have to pay, And ba'achikach meis avim. And after his father died, and now remember, now that his father died, there's a bunch of partners now that are obligated. He and his siblings, and he's one of the partners. So he knows that he stole it, as if he was made it to himself. And yet, mishalom tashlum chamishas, you have to pay to other siblings. And we see that even half you have to pay, even though it's a little bit different because the chiv already happened by the time you were made it. But the truth of the matter, you knew even before. And if you learn that a person who yashins already has a chelik in his father's estate while he's alive, and he always knew that he stole it because he's the one who stole it, so therefore it says if he's made it, even if father's alive. It just didn't play out after his father died. So therefore, Mama's the same thing. As if he's made it to one of himself, and you're like telling him, you pay the balance. We're talking about that his father was alive. He's talking about the entire, so therefore the payment already was actualized, already was certified. This is how much you have to pay. There's no longer any case of haidah crystallized. If he didn't go to Bezin, you're made. My enemy Shalom, you don't have to take him to pay because he's made it to one of the partners. You put them paying because you don't pay unless you pay all of it. The Yochav say, Adatoni say, why does the safe make a distinction between the father died first or the father died later? Gone of Michel Avi Vemes. That is, first he stole his father and then his father died. And then he shechted after his father died. He's potter because he has a chelik in the animal. Why don't we make a difference by himself? Within the case of stealing and shechting, and then his father died, there's a difference whether he was amud bedin or not. When do you say that he has to pay kishon bedin? He was already taking the dintayda. Avolay amud bedin, if he was not taking the dintayda, you don't have to pay the 4 or 5 times. Why not? Because he's made it to one of the partners, which is himself, and if you don't pay the full amount, you don't have to pay anything. You're right. Hachinami, you're right. But I did the nos of Reisha, because the Reisha talks about Gonav Mishal Aviv and the Tavach HaMoch and Yishech to the Achekach Meizan, your father died. Nosiv Sefer Nami is a similar case, but different. Gonav Mishal Aviv, the May 1st of Aviv died, the Achekach Tavach HaMoch. The Tzafra, the next morning, Rav Nachman met Rav again. Omele told him, I changed my mind. Chamisha Boker Omer Achmona, Afilu Chamisha Chatzei Boker. That five cattle and even half cattle you got to pay. Even half cattle. And therefore, our Mishnah is talking about a simple case, even though he's made it himself, but he got to pay your siblings. You're going to ask me questions, so why did I tell you differently yesterday? But I didn't eat flesh. Now, Chassidus takes it literally, that if you don't eat flesh, you don't get smart. And one of the Shangling that way. But Rashi learns it's a euphemism. Rashi says, I didn't eat the flesh. Rashi says, I only ate the bones, the superficial, I didn't get to the gedichts,
so
the svara.
What was his
swara
in the beginning? What was his
swara
at the end? When he used these words, is this
chamisha
not
chatzisa?
What made you now change the
cipher?
We don't have no swara here whatsoever. You have to leave it to Lachrein to him. I don't know if he came up with it.
A chatzibokar.
So he felt he was that. Oh, it works. Take things from